Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of May 2017, and this is the 576th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's another really exquisite autumn day. I've got two jumpers on and a scarf. And it's bright blue up there. I think it was pretty cold overnight. There isn't a frost, but I think there probably was a frost just where I enter the Knocklofty Reserve, and which I would think would have melted probably about an hour ago. But it has that feeling about it. I can feel my nose has that sort of cold twitch. And so I've just got some people joining in here, some birds. I've decided to come for this walk after the quiz. It does rather take the morning away from my writing, and so I do have this debate with myself about whether it can be justified. And I don't know. In a way, if I'm ready, it all depends on when I get out of bed, whether I put on my kind of reasonable shoes to go to the cafe in, which then means that I'm not wearing the right clothes to come up here. Or whether I wear my walking boots to the cafe and then can come straight on up here. So really the decision happens when I'm getting dressed. And there's no use pretending that I'm still going to decide after I've got to the cafe. And I know it's good. I know it's really good to come up here. For my writing and for myself and for my soul, for my physical well-being and my emotional well-being. So, there, I don't need any more justification than that. It's been quite interesting this week having things cancelled and not having this evening commitment. Well, yesterday was the first time I really noticed it, not having a walk and not having my sister on Skype. I realised that the evening suddenly became quite long, or quite, not, they weren't very long, but quite unstructured. And I'm not very good at sorting out what to do in that time. There are lots of things that I'd love to do and or need to do, but somehow that unexpected that time that I'm unused to having, I just sort of faffed it. So I'm sure that I need to make a little list of things that I would like to do then. I mean, they can be small things like a row or two of knitting or clearing the table or I don't know, those are the two that spring to mind anyway. And they can be, I mean, even the clearing the table is quite a pleasurable activity, and once I've got started, and it's certainly necessary, I can feel the piles of papers and things have reached sort of cascading level, and that's... So my workspace becomes smaller and smaller. And I'm sure that's not very good. I know when I start writing, my eye keeps catching other things around where I'm working. And that's one of the things I suspect that's so good about working at a cafe or somewhere, is that all you've got is the work that you're actually doing. And it's quite different having people around to having sort of interesting looking articles next to you. So distraction is my main difficulty at the moment, I think, because each time I get a good long run onto my writing, I seem to break through. But it needs to be quite focused. It also makes me think that maybe I should investigate the shed again, although it would be very cold right at the moment. I've got very little in my shed, and perhaps going out there would be a good focusing, good way of focusing. I did last night and the night before put on Freedom, the app Freedom that stops you going on the internet. And if I do it the night before, then I've got no choice the next day. But if I put it on, or tell myself I'm going to put it on in the morning, I keep deferring the time that I'm going to do it, and just keep telling myself I can just do a couple of other things first online. It's not a good idea. So that's one little trick up my sleeve, not having any internet until lunchtime. But of course, coming for this walk in the early morning, well, it's not that early morning anymore. It's often about 10:30 or 11:00 before I even get home, so that's a bit of a cheat. I think I need to put Freedom on until 2:00 maybe, and then eat then. I've just been talking to a friend who is heading for Cairns, which is the other extreme of Australia, and 28 degrees, which he's delighted about. But I have to say, this coolness is definitely where I want to be. And feeling alive again after the long summer. It always feels like such a short time. The winter feels very short here to me. That May and June are the 2 months, I think, where you get a coolness that begins to dissipate again in July and August, especially August. The sun can be really warm in the daytime. Although the nights are still cold, the day becomes quite hot. And here in Tasmania, the sun never loses its heat when it's out. It retains it. We're closer to the sun than those of you in the northern hemisphere, and so when it's out, it's warm. It also doesn't seem to diminish in any way when the sun goes down. It is just as bright when it comes to the horizon as it is in the middle of the day. And the sun is coming out now. I can feel it, and now I know that having two jumpers and a scarf are going to be a little overwhelming soon. I'm going to have to start stripping, I think, when I finish this podcast, and continue probably in my skivvy. It's a bit of a pity, because two jumpers are not so easy to carry. Today is another day that I can be my own mistress in. I don't have any commitments, although there is a book launch tonight that I would quite like to go to, but I probably won't. I probably will allow myself another really gentle day that that ends quietly. I think when I go out in the evening, I'm often far too awake when I come back, so I have a shorter night, and just at the moment I just really want to sleep the full 8 hours, if not more. So when I get back, I'm going to just do a short time on my scene, and then plan my day after I've done that, not before, and really plan that early evening time as well. I'm now at the top of the hill. Well, not the top, the lookout top, which is about halfway, maybe not quite halfway. And I'm going to stop this. Morning. I'm going to stop this at the lookout. There are seats, and so I can strip down a bit, although actually it's just got quite a bit colder because the trees were sheltering me from the sun. So it's going to be one of those take on, put on, take off kinds of days. I'm now looking down over Hobart from the lookout, so I look down over the trees and at the yachts in the water and to the hills beyond. I just think how incredibly lucky I am to be here. I do hope that you are in a good place at the moment, that you can find things that give you joy, whether they're very tiny little things like a flower or a bird, or whether they're great sweeping landscapes. I hope that your creative work goes well for you today, and that you don't find yourself just kind of wandering in a daze, but can get a little bit of focus. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again. I was going to say tomorrow. Talking to you again on Saturday. Tomorrow is not a Murmurs of Mole day, but it is a Friday. And I quite like this gap and then doing a Saturday rather than doing a Friday and then finishing. So goodbye for now. And talk to you again then.